The game was originally called The Landlord's Game. That fits Hong Kong as well. It was created by a lady named Lizzie Maggie in 1903. By the way, her game didn't look anything like this. It looked very similar, but somebody else took her idea and stole it and made all the money off of it. And she didn't get very much. The game Monopoly is a game of economics where you learn to buy and sell property. If you've played it, hopefully you know your goal is to get all of the money or to get rich from it. But the game also has some perils. You end up landing on someone else's property. You have to pay rent and taxes. And even there's a little space there where you go to jail. When you're in jail, it's not easy to get out. You have to either wait or you have to pay a fine or roll doubles in order to get out of jail. But there is a great card that, like any game, right, there's always that one card that you really want to have in your pocket to use, and that card in Monopoly is that you want to stash away is called the Get Out of Jail Free card. You remember that? I used to play this game all the time growing up. It's a free pass from judgment. Well, as we'll see today in the book of Romans, Paul makes it very clear that when it comes to the judgment of God, that no one gets a free pass in some sense. Is there anything such as a get out of judgment card? Well, some people think, like Renee was mentioning a minute ago in her testimony, some people think if they just grow up in church, they get a free pass. And some people think if they're good people, then they'll get a free pass. And also some people thought if they were ethnically Jewish, then they would get a free pass. But what does God's Word say? Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us. Therefore, Lord, we ask for your help based upon what we know of your judgment. We ask that you would help me as I try to expound a difficult passage, and I pray that you will help me to be accurate to your word, and you will help me to communicate clearly not just your judgment, but to communicate your grace. We pray in Christ's name, amen. So the scripture again says, therefore, you have no excuse. By the way, I don't have many slides today, so if you have a phone or a Bible, you'll want to look on it. You have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges, for in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you presume on the riches of His kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's judgment will be revealed. He will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek. But glory and honor.